National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL announced Tuesday that it will unveil the 2018 regular season schedule this Thursday night. The schedule will be announced exclusively on NFL Network during the 2018 NFL Schedule Release Show presented by Verizon. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as part of a two-hour-long special. The Eagles will find out who they open their season against, and quarterback Carson Wentz is hoping to be on the field. Wentz telling reporters Tuesday the goal remains the same, to be back for week one. The 25-year-old tore his ACL and LCL over 4 months ago and says he doesn't need to play in the preseason to be ready for opening day. Meanwhile, NFL Network's Mike Garofolo is reporting Seahawks safety Earl Thomas was absent from the start of Seattle's voluntary workout program. There have been reports that Seattle would listen to trade talks for Thomas, but NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported last month that Thomas is firmly in their plans. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Napa Know How.
You can tell a lot about a person just by looking at their lawn. So if you man your own mower, Napa has select lawn and garden batteries for just $21.99 with exchange. That's right, just $21.99 to uphold your good name and show the neighbors what a quality cut really looks like. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYN.
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
Welcome back in the Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming at you on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, heard all across eastern Iowa. Also on the FM dial, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Iowa City, the Hawkeyes. Big win yesterday over Northern Illinois, getting ready for a big weekend series in the Twin Cities, weather permitting, against number 25 Minnesota. And here to talk a little Hawkeye baseball with us, one of the key parts of Rick Heller's lineup, it's Tyler Cropley. Tyler, congratulations on a great season so far. You guys have to feel pretty good going to Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. We definitely do feel pretty good going into Minnesota. It's just, let's see what the weather does and see what days we'll get to play.
Now, Tyler, I want to talk a little bit about last season. You got off to a little bit of a slow start, and then all of a sudden, about halfway through the season and then into the regional, you were as hot as anybody in the Big Ten. Was there something that changed for you, or was it just kind of about settling in to your new role?
I think it was more of just settling into the new role. I had wrist surgery in April of 2016, so I didn't really have to pick up a baseball or bat until August, and it was just kind of getting back in a routine of things. And I mean, at the beginning of the year, I was struggling, but I knew that they recruited me here to be a hitter and be the catcher that I knew I could be. So it just had to build my confidence back up. And then towards the end of the year, it was back to where it should have been.
Who's your favorite pitcher to handle on the staff? I always love asking catchers that question.
I get that question a lot, and I think it would be our Friday starter, Nick Allgaier. He's just very consistent around the zone and locates very well, and his secondary stuff can be thrown in fastball counts when the hitter's looking for a fastball, so that's really a big key.
What's it like having him back this year? I know he was one of the big injury losses a year ago.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely very big. Obviously, I wasn't here when he was pitching the first year he was here, but then when I was back catching his bullpens before he had the injury, I could tell that he was going to be a key factor. And then when he went down, it was kind of a blow. And then some guys stepped up, obviously, and that's what they needed to do.
And last year, beginning of the season, there were a lot of injuries to the pitching staff, so things were kind of fluid all year. Has it been easier to build chemistry with your pitching staff this year, knowing that pretty much everybody has stayed in their defined roles?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is easier to find who we want out of the bullpen and what situations. Zach Daniels is doing a great job coming in late in the game. So is Grant Leonard. And that middle inning relief about the sixth or seventh, Nicky Nelson's doing a pretty good job about just settling things down. He had a big appearance last night in the game, too.
Talking with Iowa catcher Tyler Cropley, Hawkeyes heading to Minnesota this weekend for a three-game Big Ten series, of course, weather permitting. Seven Big Ten series in a row now that you guys have either split or won outright, looking to keep that streak going this weekend. What is it about Big Ten play that you guys have just sort of answered the bell when it comes around?
I don't know. I think it's just coach getting us ready every week. They do a great job of scouting, and they do great job of practices during the week when we're not playing. It's all a mindset, and it's all about how you go about your business. We always talk about it's not who you're playing, it's about just playing the game the right way and doing what you can do. And I think if we just keep playing the way we have been, the wins will come our way.
Seems like under Coach Heller, his teams and your team have done a good job of blocking out things that you can't control, a la the weather. How have you been able to do that so well?
Yeah, it's just a lot of adversity that we have to overcome. We did it last year, and early again this year we've been doing it. And it's just, I think it's just how we get prepared each week. I really think that they do a good job of preparing us for who we're going to play that week.
Now, I know last year when you joined the team, Rick was looking at batting you at the top of the order. He's moved you around a little bit in the year and a half that you've been in the lineup. Where's your favorite spot to bat in the lineup?
I like hitting right behind Robert. Being a big power hitter that he is, it's nice to know that they're going to want to pitch to me. And especially early in the year, I was getting a lot of pitches to hit. Obviously, now I'm starting to see a little more actual pitching to me and not just trying to get me instead of him type thing. But yeah, at the beginning of the year, I was at the top of the lineup, which I had done before at junior college. I was a leadoff hitter. And then also in junior college, I was down in the sixth spot. So I've ranged from where I've been hitting, and it really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm in the lineup.
So you spent 2015 and 2016 at Iowa Western, tremendous baseball program there. What was it about the Iowa program that made you want to be a Hawkeye?
Oh, just being an Iowa fan my entire life. I had a couple of places I could go out east, and it was just I'd have to get on the plane to come home all the time. And Iowa City was where I'd grown up watching football and not much baseball, but now there's a lot of people back home talking about baseball, which is great.
Favorite Hawkeye football player from growing up? Go.
I would have to say Chad Greenway. I got a picture with him this past year.
Oh, you're making me feel old, man. Tyler Cropley with us on the program. I know your dad played baseball, right, in college?
Yeah, he played at Wayne State.
Did he sort of push you toward playing baseball, or did you just pick it up at an early age on your own?
It was a lot of picking it up on my own at an early age, just out in the front yard, hitting tennis balls and hitting rocks, whatever I could hit, basically. And then he just was always there supporting, and on our travel ball team, he was one of our coaches, which was nice. Got a little criticism after every game, but it helped.
How do you wind up behind the plate? I was a catcher in Little League and playing all throughout high school, and I loved being behind the plate and being involved in virtually every pitch. But how did you make the decision to catch?
It was just basically we needed a guy to catch eighth grade year of high school ball, and so I just kind of stepped in and I fell in love with it and didn't really look back. It was just being awesome, being involved in every play and getting to keep my arm loose and always having an impact on what can happen.
Now, Tyler, I also want to go back to last year for just one second. We've talked about this a lot, but Jake and Mason leaving, did you kind of feel that you were going to need to step in and continue hitting at the clip that you were to make up for a little bit of a void that those guys left?
Yeah, I did, especially after our end-of-the-year meeting. I knew that when we were talking, they were saying this full year of you getting Big Ten baseball under your belt will really help you next year and just get back in the weight room, put some weight back on that you had lost, and then come back swinging, and I guess that's what I've been doing.
What are your plans post-baseball career? Have you thought about life after baseball yet?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I would like to go into some sort of medical sales. Just being able to interact with people would be what I would like to do.
Now, you've obviously got a year in front of you. Do you have pro aspirations?
Yeah, I do. I would love to play pro baseball.
While you're still in college, what is this team in 2018 capable of?
I think we're capable of a lot more than what some people are giving us credit for. I know there's been a lot of articles coming out saying where we'll go for regional and stuff, but all that stuff doesn't matter unless we take care of business each and every week. And with the staff that we have and all the hitters in the lineup that are coming around and being very consistent, I think we can go a long ways.
I'd ask you your favorite highlight from this season so far, but I'm going to guess it's probably the Bradley game.
It would be the Bradley game.
That was, for people who are listening and are unaware, the walk-off grand slam. What was that moment like for you? Had you ever had a moment like that in your baseball career?
I had never had a moment like that. I hit a walk-off single one time, but being able to round all the bases, especially with four of my teammates, was quite a feeling.
All right, Tyler, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Good luck this weekend. I think the biggest test isn't going to be the Gophers. It's probably going to be Mother Nature, but we'll be keeping an eye on how things are going up there in the Twin Cities and hopefully catching up with you down the road. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Iowa baseball catcher Tyler Cropley, Hawkeyes winner over Northern Illinois yesterday at Duane Banks Field, and they'll see if they can catch a break or two this weekend and get at least one or two of those games of the three-game series in with Minnesota, which is ranked 25th. But we talked about the difficult schedule for the Hawkeyes. Every time we talk about how brutal the schedule is, they go and either split the series or wind up winning two or three. So I don't think the schedule has affected the Hawkeyes as much as people thought at the beginning of the season.
No, they've done a remarkable job, and I think their mental toughness through what has been a terrible round of weather has put them in this position. They split with Indiana, a top 10 team in the country. They took two of three from top 25 Illinois. And then they split with Nebraska, and now all of a sudden you look at the schedule, and they have another top 25 team in Minnesota on the road, and then Michigan, who's won 17 games in a row. So it doesn't get any easier. And then, oh, by the way, that next weekend they take on Oklahoma State. So it's been a very good season for Iowa so far, but this stretch run is going to decide what seed they get in the Big Ten tournament and whether they can push for a regional.
We will step aside, take a quick break. Kyle is going to give you a big board update. We've got Phil Parker audio from yesterday's football news conference in Iowa City on the way. 6 o'clock showdown tonight, a chance for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Ave here in Cedar Rapids. Plenty more to get to on the birthday celebration edition of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming at you on all three KGYM frequencies till 7 o'clock. Back with more after this.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest. But I never let that stop me. I never lost my focus.
NFL Draft. The first round selection is...
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott, official hotel of the NFL.
At Sherwin-Williams, spring is our favorite time of year. In fact, we even have a color for it, SW Springtime. All around us, color is blooming, windows are opening, and it's the perfect time for painting. So we're kicking off painting season with a 4-day super sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains, now through April 23rd. Your new color is just around the corner. Visit your neighborhood store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power buy prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend, baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man, all Minnesotan, all-star, 5-time Silver Slugger, 3-time Gold Glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is how we baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brolenkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
Birthday number 38 today. Thank you for asking on the Hurtin & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. 38, that's two more birthdays to go until 40. 40, the operative age where guys need to start thinking about getting checked out for a number of things, including low testosterone. LowTUSA.com is a website to go to learn more about Mantality, a men's health clinic located in North Liberty. They're making appointments to see you on Monday, and now Tuesday, I'm being told. What is low testosterone? Well, it's a pain in the rear end for guys of all ages. You don't have to be 40 or older to suffer from it, but that tends to be the wheelhouse for symptoms, maybe a little more forgetful, lacking performance in the bedroom, starting to carry some extra weight around your belly and you just can't get rid of it, you're losing focus at work. All of those things are symptoms of low testosterone. I don't want to scare you. It's not life-threatening, but it does threaten your quality of life, low testosterone. The good news is Mentality has an over 90% success rate of successfully treating men of all shapes, sizes, ages, you name it, and getting them feeling better and safely and successfully raising their levels of testosterone back to normal. Again, you can learn more by going to the website, lowtusa.com. 522, welcome back in. Nice chat there earlier this afternoon with Iowa catcher Tyler Cropley. We mentioned the fact earlier on in the program that Iowa has announced the venue change for a couple of those games with the Gophers this weekend in the Twin Cities. Games 1 and 2 will be played at Target Field, home of the Minnesota Twins, and then Game 3 will move to Siebert Field on the campus of the University of Minnesota. Hopefully, they're able to get all three of those games in. I'm looking forward to our next Big Board update because Kyle has some breaking news out of Ames and involving the Iowa State men's basketball program, and someone's got some splaining to do. We'll have that coming up for you in just a second. How'd you like to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids? You can do a little pre-scouting at fieldhousefirstav.com. That's Fieldhouse, the numeral one, and then stav.com. They've got great happy hour specials. You can even stop in and grab a bite to eat over lunch with coworkers. Fieldhouse on First Avenue, providing us with $30 gift certificates to give away all week long. Major League Baseball, the Twins and the Indians looking to continue that series in Puerto Rico tonight, the two-game series. Earlier today, did I see this right? An island-wide power out. The entire island was without power.
Yep.
Has it been restored? Or is that game in... Do we know the status of the game tonight is what I'm trying to ask.
I do not currently know the status of the game.
I've been self-absorbed today because it's my birthday and I'm an egomaniac and today is about me, me, me. So I haven't been paying attention to too much that's going on in the outside world. Good show so far today. We chatted with Ian Thompson, the author of the book The Soul of Basketball. It's out now. NBA playoffs continuing on. The Celtics up 2-0 on the Bucks, even without Kyrie Irving. Greg Popovich and the Spurs sort of scuffling along, but that's to be expected the way the roster is shaping up there. And, oh yeah, you've got this storyline that's hanging over the entire NBA playoffs of what's going to happen with LeBron. We touched on that ever so briefly with Ian. If you want to check out the podcast, if you're just joining us, either on 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, or South Gym in Iowa City, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Podcast will be available shortly at kgymradio.com. In just a few minutes, we're going to bring you some highlights of what Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker had to say yesterday at the Iowa Football Complex in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes gearing up for their final practices of the spring. That includes an open practice. It is free for the public on Friday. They'll open the gates to Kinnick Stadium at 6 o'clock, and then practice will get underway at 7 o'clock. You'll hear what Phil Parker has to say about A.J. Epenesa and quite a few other players. It was an interesting – it wasn't as long as Brian Ferentz yesterday, but almost as equally insightful.
A lot of question marks on that side of the football, so – interested to hear what Phil has to say, but according to Lavelle Neal of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the only thing that was affected by the power outage was the fact that gates will open an hour later, but they will play the game as scheduled.
All right.
In San Juan.
46-43 on the text line says 40 is the new 30. So I guess 38 is the new 28. So I got that going for me.
When people say that, I have no idea what they're talking about. That makes no sense to me.
It's all a state of mind, man. 319-366-1600. Appreciate you reaching out, especially Ryan from Walford, who's just as big of a baseball fan as I am. Looking forward to that game tonight. Francisco Lindor, great show for the hometown fans there, the home country fans, I should say. And Jose Barrios getting the ball tonight a native of Puerto Rico, and a lot of pride there on the line in those games. A great atmosphere last night. It was part World Baseball Classic, part Japanese baseball, and not a whole lot of MLB. And that actually is something that I liked. I love the atmosphere there at Hiron Bithorm Stadium for those games last night. We mentioned, I felt bad teasing this, but there is breaking news out of Ames with the Iowa State men's basketball program. As we mentioned, someone's got some explaining to do. Here to explain it all to you, our next Big Board update, here's Kyle.
That's right. Iowa State's promising young big man, redshirt freshman Cameron Lard, was reportedly cited for possession of drug paraphernalia during a traffic stop back on February 4th. He went on to start every game afterwards except for the senior night when Coach Steve Prum started all his seniors, and Coach Prum declined to comment when the story arose today. The Iowa baseball team beat Northern Illinois yesterday at Duane Banks Field 2-0. Tyler Cropley and Lorenzo Elon each had RBI to take care of the offense, but Trenton Wallace got the start and combined with three relievers to no-hit the Huskies for seven innings, and when all was said and done, seven Hawkeyes combined to throw a one-hitter. Jack Dreyer got the win as the Hawkeyes moved to 22-11 ahead of a weekend series at 25th-ranked Minnesota. A small update on Ahmad Wagner. He's reportedly taking an official visit with the University of Kentucky's football program this weekend. The Wildcats, as well as Louisville, Cincinnati, Akron, and of course Iowa, currently appear to be the biggest contenders for Wagner. ESPN's Todd McShay released his three-round mock draft today and has former Hawkeye James Daniels going 21st overall to the Cincinnati Bengals and Josh Jackson 31st to the New England Patriots. He also projects Josie Jewell 87th overall in the third round to the LA Rams. The Colonels had another game with Beloit postponed today. That makes seven games played and six games postponed. They haven't played baseball in 5 days. Tonight after the show, we've got a couple things going on. First of all, we'll join Puerto Rico native Jose Barrios and the Twins in San Juan as they take on the Indians. You can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also join Game 2 of the Cavs and Pacers on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the Historic Main Gym.
That Cameron Lard report is from the Ames Tribune. Travis Hines is the only person to have it right now. The citation from a traffic stop on February 4th, the Ames police cited Lard for speeding. The officer involved smelled burnt marijuana and asked Lard if there were any illegal drugs in the vehicle, to which he responded, quote, "Not that I know of." Lard then consented to a search of the vehicle, and the officer located a glass pipe in the back passenger side door console with residue on it. A jury trial set for May 8th in Story County District Court. More on this as it develops. Phil Parker Audio next.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Coming up on NBA Countdown, the Sixers are wondering when Joel Embiid will return to the lineup. Ty Lue, LeBron James, and the Cavs are all in agreement. The aggression level needs to increase if Cleveland wants to tie this series versus Indiana. And what did the Pacers do right in Game 1 that they can replicate tonight in Game 2? Next on ESPN
Radio. ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Respect. It's generally earned, occasionally given when it isn't earned, but that's what humans typically do, you know, they show respect as the default. And then if someone disrespects you or otherwise shows that they don't deserve your respect, then the respect can go bye-bye. But what happens when respect is well-earned but not given? In fact, he who earned the respect is flat disrespected. That's the story out of Boston last night after the Celtics rolled the Bucks to go up 2-0. For the second straight game, Celtics guard Terry Rozier racked up 23 points, yet after the game, Milwaukee's Eric Bledsoe flat dissed Rozier. Asked about Rozier, Bledsoe says, "Who? I don't even know who in the blank that is." Except he didn't say blank. Doesn't Rozier deserve a little better than that from a human being who has seen him torch him and his team for 2 games? By the way, Bledsoe has 21 points total in that series. Rozier was asked about Bledsoe's comments and said, "I'm not feeding into that." Rozier won, Bledsoe zip. At least that's closer than the series score. In 60 seconds, Tommy, don't do it to him.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, like Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
I saw the story from our own Adam Schefter on ESPN.com this morning. Sources saying that Tom Brady hasn't committed to playing football for the Patriots this next season. Apparently, most feel that he will, but he's approaching 41, and it's well known that some around him want him to retire, his wife chief among them. He's got to play, right? I mean, doesn't he want to play till he's like 45 or something? Isn't that what he has always said? But it may not be all up to touchdown, Tommy. And now Patriots Nation's in a panic. Good thing the Sox are rolling, the Seas are up 2-0, and the Bruins up 2-1. Because in that angst-ridden fan base, without those three teams taking care of business, touchdown Tommy could be causing all kinds of alarm and panic. In fact, none the likes that have been seen since Bill Buckner booted a baseball some 32 years ago. Tommy, just tell them what they need to hear. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like it any more than you, man.
5:36, welcome back in. We've officially reached the halfway point of the program tonight. Todd Brodelkamp, Alex Kuhn with you till 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m., as well as on the FM side of things, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids. A good evening to you on April 18th. We appreciate you tuning in and maybe listening in online, kgymradio.com. We've got a poll question for you, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. Is the Major League Baseball season too long? Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs says maybe it is. You can vote yes or no. Check out Emil's. They're behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. No Cubs Cardinals tonight, but there is news to report on that series. Big news, especially for Cardinals fans. Tyler O'Neill is on his way to Chicago to join the Cardinals. Tyler O'Neill is a big-time power-hitting prospect. Leads the minor leagues in home runs. Came over to the Cardinals organization last year in a trade for Marco Gonzalez, correct?
Correct.
Was that deal? I was very surprised to see the Mariners part with him at the time. This is a guy who can hit 30-plus home runs in the major leagues in a few years. I don't know whether he can do it right now, but he came up. I saw him in the Midwest League several years ago. He's a Canadian, so he's was a little bit behind the curve as far as development goes, a young kid. I was actually at the game in Clinton the night he played in the Mariners organization for the Clinton Lumber Kings. I was at the game in Clinton the night that he broke his hand punching the dugout wall. There were some maturity issues with Tyler O'Neill early on. But if you're in a fantasy baseball league and you are looking for power, teams do not, Alex, back me up on this, normally bring up big-time prospects to sit them on the bench.
No.
If they're bringing him up, the indication is chances are he's going to play, and we were discussing this during the break. You are now worried about Tommy Pham.
Yeah, Tommy Pham was favoring his right leg or the groin area last night in the later innings. There was some wonder as to whether he was just stretching out because it was cold and he was tightening up, but I think there's a little bit of worry there from the Cardinals, and this is either an insurance policy or his replacement while he's on the DL if he misses an extended amount of time. While he is in St. Louis with the Cardinals, Tyler O'Neill will play, and as soon as Tommy Pham is healthy, he'll be back in Memphis. So if you need a couple-week flyer, if you're trying to replace Tommy Pham, there's your guy.
There is a video clip of him on Twitter squatting 585 pounds. His dad
He's
was
absolutely
a,
jacked.
His dad was a professional power lifter.
That makes a lot of sense.
He's definitely got good bloodlines, and you look at him, he's a baseball Adonis, as they would say. A little bit of unsolicited fantasy advice. I'm not Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com, but if you're looking for power, Tyler O'Neill is joining the Cardinals for that series, which hopefully will eventually resume. They have to play sooner rather than later, but they're not going to play tonight, which was an early birthday present for yours truly. It means I don't have to suffer through watching the Cubs lose on my birthday.
Well, they'll play tomorrow, correct?
They will play tomorrow, and they very well could. Yes, and tickets, on the off chance that you're in Eastern Iowa and you had tickets for today's game, they are good for tomorrow's game. So you got that going for you. You also got Hawkeye football going for you. Friday, the end of spring practices, the 15 practices that teams usually break up into Iowa has been taking three practices over the last 5 weeks, as is customary. The final practice is going to be Friday inside Kinnick Stadium, rain or shine, or whatever else God throws at us at this point. It was half rain, half snow, sleet mixture earlier. I can't even describe it. It's April 18th. Come on, man. Gates will open at 6 o'clock. The practice gets underway at 7 o'clock. Yesterday on the show, we heard some of the highlights of what Brian Ferentz, Iowa's offensive coordinator, had to say. Here today is defensive coordinator Phil Parker. Again, some of the highlights, and just in case the folks in Iowa City are listening, they are edited and within the guidelines of the press conference audio. Phil Parker, earlier yesterday in Iowa City, discussing his side of the football.
I guess at linebacker, if you had a game Friday night instead of a scrimmage, who would be your two guys on the inside right now?
I would say right now we'd start off with Imani Jones and Aaron Mentz, I think. Them are two guys right now that I'd probably start off with. And it varies every day. You know, sometimes one guy might be better than the other, but right now that's where I'd start.
What has Monty done? I mean, he's built like a bowling ball or a tank, I guess, you know. But what has he done to assure you that he can handle that responsibility?
Well, I think the commitment to him, the way he puts his effort and the time in, of watching film preparation, the energy and the excitement that he brings to the field. And then obviously when he finishes plays, I mean, you know, he likes to go out after guys and he does a good job of tackling guys. And we just like his enthusiasm.
But with Amani in the middle, what for him, what do his strengths do that you like with him in the middle?
I like his ability to read, you know, the box and diagnose the plays. And when he goes, he goes. I think his ability to go ahead and trigger when he sees something. And when he comes, he's well-packed. He's got a low sense of gravity, and he runs through guys. I mean, I'm really excited to see what he can do.
A lot of you defensive guys have said during the spring period is the way Big Ten offenses are attacking defenses now, it's changed. But you guys are essentially running pretty much the same defense, I mean, same formation. I know things are different now. What's kind of bridged, you know, from 1999 until now? How have you been able to do that? Is there, I think, outside linebackers a position you guys rely on heavily to adjust and get outside, that kind of thing? But how is that defense still viable in this day and age?
I think in the last 4 or 5 years, it's, you know, definitely changed. The ability of the guy that we're recruiting out there, you look at Kirksey, when you had him out there, a guy that can run. I think you look at Ben. He was another guy that was long. He was a safety. And then his brother Nick. I mean, we've been very fortunate to have that unique guy in what we call the Leo outside backer to do those types of things. The good thing is about it, our kids are keep on learning, and the more reps they get it, the better they become. But at some point in time, you know, we're trying to keep on building. If we can get a guy in there, maybe like Amani Hooker, which I'm not saying he's moving there, but that would be a type of guy that you'd want to put out there in certain personnel groupings. But you wouldn't want to put him in that situation if you're playing 21 personnel, or if you're playing 22 personnel or 12 personnel. You probably wouldn't want to do that.
You've got quite a bit of experience at corner, certainly more than, say, a certain first-round pick has last year going into the season. Where do things stand there? And also, you've always played true freshman or never really been concerned about that. And you've got some very talented ones coming in. Where do things stand at cornerback? And do any of those, without having them on your practice field, have a chance to break through in August?
Well, right now, I think, you know, obviously, you know, Josh next week is, you know, probably will be a first-round draft pick, and losing him, it's very similar to losing Desmond King and Greg Maben. You know, like, who's going to replace those guys? And I think the guys, Michael Ojemudia, has done a good job at his position. I think he's growing and maturing. Matt Hankins, which played late in the season as a starter, and I think he's done a good job this spring. And Manny, you know, he's a guy that can play, you know, inside and on the star that we had him. And I think eventually all three guys can do that. The guys that are going to come in as freshmen, and we get an opportunity to see them, I won't be afraid to put a guy in. Maybe can they give us another nickel role, or can they be another guy? And I'm thinking that we'll have one or two guys that might have to play in the back end.
Last year when Brandon was able to make it back for one game, he came in, he started, and then he was out. When he's all the way healthy, I mean, do you see that as a three-way competition at free safety? Is he going to move to back up Amani? Is he, you know, is it wide open when he gets back healthy?
When he gets back, we're going to take it, you know, step by step to see, you know, where he, you know, how he feels comfortable getting back into the rhythm. And I think when he gets back, I think we have at least two deep at safety at each position. And who I move there is going to be the guy that, you know, all depends. Will Brandon come back and be the starter at free? Will he be, you know, a backup guy? I can't tell you that right now till I actually get to practice him. But I think it would be good for us to have the capability to have two deep at safety, you know, and it might give us a little bit more flexibility in some of our other packages that we want to use.
It seemed like Manny had a pretty up and down year last year. How you agree with that, and how has he kind of responded this spring?
I think, you know, it's a challenge as a true freshman to come in and play against Michigan and having a great year, and a lot of people patting you on the back. And, you know, I think maybe, you know, might have lost his focus a little bit. and not as detailed, maybe not as much as time commitment, not really sure. But you're right, up and down a little bit. But I thought, you know, for this spring, at times I think he's been really good, and he's working his tail off, you know, and his job is to go ahead and prove that he's a starter. And, you know, obviously he's a starter in nickel, but, I mean, he obviously wants to be a starter in regular base defense.
On the outside, like, you know, we see a lot of guys who got to replace Josh Jackson, all your linebackers. Do you feel, you seem to be pretty confident that you can replace those guys and become them?
It's always hard to, you know, replace three guys that played a lot of football here and had a lot of, you know, starts in between them. I don't know if it was like 123 starts as a group of guys, and that's a lot of experience out there for those guys. So that's always a challenge. But I think it's up to everybody every year, that's college football, that we have to get them replaced. And I think that what I think is the defensive line and also the secondary has got to help these guys. And I think the more the guys understand the game of football at any position, whether you're a D-line or whether you're a secondary coach or linebacker, the more you know, the more you can help out each other that the guys are playing next to you. And that's our goal, is to make sure that everybody knows what's going on every play and every snap. And, you know, you have to let the guys know next to you what you're doing. But you can't do that unless you know what's going on in the defense.
Do you have mechanisms built in to where your guys are doing exactly what you just said? Everybody knows. Is there testing? Is there?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, I'm not a big believer in tests and stuff like that. It's like you go on the field, that's your test, and you can always tell. But we've done a lot more of, you know, quizzing these guys. And, you know, nowadays you can get online and, you know, we can make up a test and, you know, a 10-question test, you know, quiz, and, you know, we can tell when they start, when they finish, what time they started, and, you know, and it can shoot it out just like that. We know if a kid opened it up, if he's on there for an hour and a half, you know, the kid must be struggling. He's on there for 5 minutes and he gets a perfect grade, you know, he knows what he's doing, you know. But I think we've been trying to do that, and we're trying to educate these kids. My one goal to these our guys is learn something, one thing, every day about our defense. Know it the best of your knowledge. And if you do that before the start of the season, everybody should be on the same page.
So let's ask you, the listener, the Hawkeye football fan, what are you hoping to learn about the defense, especially Friday? 319-366-1600. Interesting stuff there yesterday from Phil Parker.
I think that the culture that they've built on the defensive side of the football has made it so that they do a very good job of reloading on that side rather than rebuilding. And I don't think that Phil Parker gets enough credit for the job that he's done with that defense over the past few years, because this team has completely relied on that side of the football for a lot of that time period. And I think that nearly single-handedly sometimes these past couple of years, it's led this program to 8-win seasons. So a little bit more turnover this year than there has been in the past few years, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond. But I think that it has all the makings of being another solid unit this year. The question is how solid and how much of a step forward can the offense take to take a little bit of the slack and a little bit of the pressure off of that defense. And Todd, I know we're going to get to the burning question of spring practice. And I think the question is, who's going to be this year's spring game hero? Who's everybody going to leave talking about?
That's today's question.
My answer is going to be on this side of the football. I'm not going to give it away,
ooh,
but it's going to be somebody on defense.
Such a tease. 319-366-1600, as we mentioned, the Hertin and Stocker text line. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. The Dickens family, a member always in the building. Stop on in and see them. 101 South Dubuque Street in the home of the Hawkeyes. And Phil Parker going on year number 20. And he was asked at the tail end of yesterday's news conference if he'd ever considered being a head coach. And the answer was yes, but not the way that you would expect it to be. His answer was sort of yes in the vein of, at various points during the game, yes, he wanted to interject and be the guy who doesn't get overruled. But there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with being Phil Parker. being very good at a specialized role. And he's coached the defensive backs at Iowa, and then following Norm Parker's retirement, elevated to defensive coordinator, a guy who I believe played under Norm at Michigan State. I think that's when Norm was in East Lansing, but no relation, but a relation in philosophy. I mean, a guy who learned at Norm Parker's hip and was able to carry over some of the... The other thing that I think was really interesting, Brian Ferentz yesterday talked about Phil Parker a little bit. You know what? I'm going to throw a curveball here. There's a clip, I believe we've still got it, 76, of Brian Ferentz talking a little bit about Phil Parker and his memories of Phil Parker. Again, Brian Ferentz around his dad's football program and then as a player and now working alongside Phil Parker on the subject of the 20-year coaching veteran in Iowa City. Here's Brian Ferentz yesterday talking a little bit about Phil Parker, and I think this is what I'm looking for.
Brian, you were a teenager. I assume that maybe you came to practice a time or two. What were your first impressions of Phil Parker? And then, having worked with him for several years as a coach, what are your thoughts about him now?
Well, I don't necessarily remember Phil as a teenager coming to practice. I remember coming to practice my first day on the scout team and getting a pretty good impression of what Phil Parker was as a coach. That was the first time I was really around him. Would have been 2001, being on the offensive scout team. And I'll never forget down on the old defensive field, which is behind that water treatment plant right there. And there is a stench that comes off that water treatment plant at about 4:45 p.m. It smells like maple syrup and something far less pleasant than that. I don't really know what sulfur, maybe. It's just a real thick, there's vivid memories I have of that field. That's one of them. Phil Parker having a screaming match with every single defensive back on the field. That's another memory I have. Whether it was Bob Sanders, at that time DJ Johnson was one of our corners. Antoine Allen, who's in my class, was another corner. Just screaming matches. And it was like just how they communicate. Phil was a very passionate person. You guys don't always get that. But I remember that. And, certainly I think what I remember more about Phil than anything is just the amount of respect and the amount of admiration he commands as a player, as a young person, because of, number one, what he has done and accomplished in his time, and two, just how he carries himself and the knowledge he has as a coach and his ability as a teacher to make very complex, systems and thoughts. Like, I know our defense gets kind of pegged for being simplistic. I'm not sure there's a more complex coverage system than what our guys play. And he makes it very simple for those players. And I remember as a young guy being in awe of that. And then certainly working with him for the last 6 years. You're not going to find a guy that works harder or cares more. And he's been here 20 years. I think that gets lost. You got a couple guys here. Obviously the head coach has been here 20 years. He's probably had opportunities to leave. I would imagine they've been well documented. I don't think the opportunities for some of the other guys, like Phil Parker or Chris Doyle, get as documented. And yet they've stayed here throughout all that time and been here and been a part of this. So when you take that kind of loyalty, that kind of commitment, and then on top of it, like I said, I saw it as a young person, his ability as a coach, as a motivator, as a teacher, as a leader, and then to be across from it every day. It's nice to come to work with people that you respect and admire. And more importantly, you come to work every day with people you can learn from. So just be taking notes. That's what I've learned.
That was the line I was looking for. Great job, Kyle, on getting that from yesterday. The knock against Iowa's defense is that it's too simplistic, and Brian Ferentz says, nah, you guys don't know what you're talking about. It's pretty complex. Great stuff there from Brian saying what Phil Parker wouldn't say. Speaking of Kyle, he's rejoined us here in the studio. He's got a big board for you.
The Iowa baseball team beat Northern Illinois yesterday at Duane Banks Field 2-0. Tyler Cropley and Lorenzo Elon each had RBI to take care of the offense, but Trenton Wallace got the start and combined with three relievers to no-hit the Huskies through seven innings, and when all was said and done, seven Hawkeyes combined to throw a one-hitter. Jack Dreyer got the win as the Hawkeyes moved to 22-11 ahead of a weekend series at 25th-ranked Minnesota. A small update on Ahmad Wagner. He's reportedly taking an official visit with University of Kentucky's football program this weekend. The Wildcats, as well as Louisville, Cincinnati, Akron, and of course Iowa, currently appear to be the biggest contenders for Wagner. ESPN's Todd McShay released his three-round mock draft today and has former Hawkeye James Daniels going 21st overall to the Cincinnati Bengals and Josh Jackson 31st to the New England Patriots. He also projects Josie Jewell 87th overall in the third round to the LA Rams. Iowa State's promising young big man Cameron Lard was reportedly cited for possession of drug paraphernalia during a traffic stop on February 4th. He started every game afterwards, and coach Steve Prohm declined to comment when the story arose today. The Colonels had another game with Beloit postponed today. That makes 7 games played and 6 games postponed. They haven't played baseball in 5 days. Tonight after the show, we've got a couple things going on. First of all, we'll join Puerto Rico native Jose Barrios and the Twins in San Juan as they take on the Indians. You can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We've also got Game 2 of the Cavs and Pacers on the South Gym and 1600, the historic Main Gym.
Tough to see the Diamondbacks lose Taiwan Walker, but former Colonels pitcher Patrick Corbin has been absolutely outstanding for the D-backs so far this year. Almost had a no-hitter over the weekend, and yes, I watch an inordinate amount of West Coast baseball. The 6 o'clock showdown just minutes away. Hour number 3 is next.